Okay, you hit it. Did you hit it? Okay.
Oh, is Troy gonna need to like hold that?
Oh yeah.
You can either hunch down or
I got it.
You got it? Is that not uncomfortable? Oh god, dude, he's dying.
Are you gonna be like this the whole time?
Is this starting?
Yeah, he already recorded.
Oh, my bad.
Are you guys really into? Wait, what's the guy's name?
Sketch.
Is that like an act?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay, or does he actually have just?
I don't think any of them are real, honestly.
None. Like, I think referring to who?
Sketch might actually like be a little bit.
Yeah.
On the spectrum, though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
See, said the thing wrong is,
that's why he's good at
there's
games.
There's a shift from that being an insult to just being like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you're, you know, on the spectrum. It's like insult. It's just like, that's just the reality of the situation. That's what I said about all my weird friends in middle school. I just realized that they all had a bit of, you know, I was like, that explains a lot. There's this guy named Tobin. I think his name is Tobin. It makes sense now. Everything makes sense.
You're shouting out a guy and said it makes sense. He's got autism.
Yeah. He would look up houses on Google and be like, that's where I live. Rich houses, massive mansions.
We know quite a bit of people like that.
And he would fully believe it.
Okay. All right. Welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. Okay. 5 more minutes. Today we're here with Troy Smith.
Hello.
Of Riley High School.
Yes.
Yep. The best friend of Layton, the only singular best friend.
Because you can only have one best friend.
Baseball player. Pitcher.
Played.
Player. Wait.
Played.
Played.
Played baseball. Yep. Now he's currently a golfer.
Sense. Yep. Switching to old man sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, why golf?
Golf? My dad did it, and he started doing it, and he kept begging me to play, and I eventually gave in, but, like, now I'm better than him, but other than that.
Wait, talk.
Hello.
I can hear him.
Do the passion thing.
Passion. Yeah, his mic's on.
You ever seen Cody Cole, Ryan?
One more time.
Passion. Passion.
Is this my
little sexier, what's a power thought?
Anybody? Dude, you got some Camus powder over here?
Cum powder? That was LeBron. Oh, I love that. Anyways, so my dad was a golfer. My dad was a D3 golfer.
What college?
Manchester.
Ooh.
University.
Was your dad? What division was your dad?
So he played in college, but.
Where did he go to college?
He went to Illinois. Did he play at Illinois? No.
Played at a D3, transferred to Illinois, and tells people he played in college and went to Illinois.
he played in college, and he happened to go to Illinois University. Mm. He happened to also golf in college.
Mm-hmm. There's one important piece of information missing, but it is not required to understand this.
All. No.
Okay. What's your guys' love story look like? How long have you guys been friends?
7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted that relationship?
We both were kind of
next to each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then like,
we both.
No, go ahead.
Go on. Sorry, we've narrowed down 3 people.
You guys clearly aren't connected.
We both had a best friend at the time, and it was like a 3-year process until we became best friends.
Was it like a trade?
Well, I had my group, and he had his group, and then we connected, and then we both kind of split.
You guys ever play the game Sticks?
Yes.
Yeah. I once beat like a 4th grader in 2nd grade, and that was my greatest moment.
All right, we're going to be playing this as we go.
Okay.
We each had our different groups.
I can't hold my desk.
We kind of combined our groups, and now we both don't like hanging out with people, so we kind of just hang out with ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah, Layton's a cool guy.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
How sweet.
He's a cool guy. I can't believe there's cool people that actually go to Riley. It's like a thought.
Well, you got to think. Other than us losing basketball the other day, we're a pretty good school.
Wait, you guys lost?
Yes, we lost to Mishawaka in this sectional champion, and we beat them by 15 in the regular season.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're,
so you're
they're,
out?
Yeah. They're trash. Wow. We should not.
My cousin plays on Mishawaka.
Okay, they're a good team, but
my cousin plays on Mishawaka.
We are good.
We were 11 at state.
What number is your cousin?
I think he's in the 40s. Oh. He's like he's kind of like Troy's build, 13. But...
Troy's built so like super he's tall and strong.
Yeah, exactly like that. He's a little bit taller than you are.
Like 6'7".
Yeah, let's go with that.
Got it.
I said that exact same joke.
No, you didn't.
For the past 4 episodes, I've been painting the picture that I'm like 6'3", 270 pounds.
Well, no, I'm 6'7", 480. but like almost. That's 84.
Oh my god! It's all muscle. Were you at the combine a couple of days ago?
All right, been there, done that.
Because okay. I mean, you might go first round. You know Joe Alt?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know football like that. I'm all baseball.
What do you think of Otani?
I think he's on a different level compared to any other player.
I agree.
I think Acuna is up there, but like the fact that he can pitch and hit is ridiculous.
Sadly,
like
he can't do that this year, but I do believe Otani is the best in the world, just hitting.
Oh, for sure. Like
I think he's the best hitter.
Some people thought like, oh, he got what? He's going to get $700 million.
And he's still got...
They're like, he's going to fall off. He's not going to do as well. He went 3-for-3 the other day in spring training.
Yeah, so...
It's ridiculous.
Already hit a homer. I don't know if he said any more, but...
It was an Oppo homer, too, I think. I don't know. He's ridiculous.
It was, yeah. So, sorry, Layden, we're kind of leaving you out of the conversation.
I don't like baseball.
Who's your favorite tennis player?
Currently, it's Jannik Sinner. He just won the Australian Open.
So, what does he do?
He plays tennis.
Ooh, okay. Got it. That's crazy. That's a good conversation.
I hate you guys.
Who's your team for baseball?
Baseball, I got a Phillies cap for Christmas. I didn't ask for specifically Phillies, but
he's got a signed DK Metcalf jersey
in my room. Yeah, I got that for Christmas because I'm a Seahawks fan. I saw the Seahawks. I was like 7, and I was watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and I saw them win the Super Bowl. And then Russell Wilson said, "We're going to Disneyland," and I was like, "Okay, Russell, me too."
Wait, who's your? You were watching Mickey at 7.
I don't remember. Yeah. No.
Okay. Who is your favorite Mickey Mouse Clubhouse character?
I feel like I align myself with Goofy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only real answer. Or Pete.
Yeah.
What about you, Troy?
I feel like I'm the duck.
The duck?
The duck.
Do you know what the duck's name is?
Donald Duck.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Just making sure.
It was a little scary, but it was good. So I saw that. So I'm a Seahawks fan. Baseball, I don't know. I like the Cubs. I wish I was into baseball in 2016. I wasn't. So I'm glad we signed Bellinger back, but I like the Phillies too. I mean, I like Harper. I like Schwarber. I love Schwarber. He's such an interesting. He sucks at everything.
Well, he sucks, but he's good. It's like when he was with the Cubs, he was just a unit on the bat.
Mm-hmm.
His defense, he's like super fat, so it's not the greatest.
He's one of the worst defensive players of all time.
But his bat is insane.
I think his batting average is like a little below 200 in most of those hits. It's either first base or a bomb.
Yeah.
There's no in between. Anyways, we can get off baseball because I don't know how much our listeners are like into it.
Okay, I got a question for you.
All of our millions of listeners.
So let's say a restaurant gets like a redesign.
Mm-hmm.
So like completely new and they got an... Stop laughing. And they got
Stop
a new...
Now.
And they got a new sign.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a buddy of mine...
not to name names.
Not to name names.
Not at all.
His name's Troy. We went to Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Damn.
We went to...
We'll cut that out.
Jimmy John's.
We went to Jimmy John's, yes. Yeah. And we saw the old Jimmy John's sign. You know, the sign on the front of the building?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the remodel, they got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And the old one is sitting next to the building.
It's just there.
It's just there. It's flipped upside down.
That's
you can
weird.
Tell it's been there for a while. It's kind of dirty. It got rained on. Like,
it's a weird out, you know? I don't know what I would do in this situation. I think
is that public property? Like, am I going to get?
It's kind of, it's trash.
It's
near
trash.
The dumpster.
You mm-hmm. could tell it was already garbage.
And if two people who might be like 5'7", 5'8",
and have like a sexy red truck or something like
and
that,
like sexy bodies,
yeah.
Like if we were supposed to, like, I meant sorry, 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah. Got your numbers confused.
If those people were supposed to like take the stuff from the trash, we're just helping the trash man out.
If anything, you're helping the community.
Exactly.
And then
put it in, trash.
You're ridding
and
it
then put it in a friend's basement and. Just look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that...
I think...
Is
if
that...
If we take the utilitarian perspective upon this ethical problem, I
big
think...
Big words, I don't know. Sorry.
The cost analysis of this would be more beneficial to take the sign than to leave it. Because if anything, you're... Well, they've already rebranded, right? So that sign existing would be negative to them because there might be values this sign represents that they don't align themselves with anymore.
What are you talking about?
Can we go back to baseball? Yeah. That freaked me out.
That... So, would you think that would be public?
Cost-benefit analysis, it would be more beneficial for you to take the sign.
The Jimmy John sign.
The Jimmy, yeah, the Jimmy John sign.
Okay,
you have a Jimmy John's cup.
We're just
doing
this for the economy, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, we should probably wear like
you're just like hypothetically you would be doing this for the economy.
But just in case, we should probably do it at night in black and wear a mask and cover the license plate.
You're overthinking this, dude.
I don't know. Next thing you know, we're in court, charged for stealing a Subway sign. Jimmy John's.
Yeah. You gotta grab it like freaky fast and just make sure you don't.
That was bad.
And just make sure you don't get caught.
Isn't Subway like actually like the third biggest chain or something? It's like McDonald's, Subway, and
what do we think? McDonald's is number one. What would be number two? Just by our guess.
I think it's
like
Subway.
Food-wise?
I think it's
just
Subway.
Like amount of stores that exist across the world. I feel
so
like
just stores and all.
Yeah.
Like companies, food, or what are we talking about?
I'm just saying like an actual metric that you could measure. Like how many stores, like McDonald's is probably the most popular, just hands down. But then I don't know what it goes to. Like Burger King, I don't know how international they are, Subway.
It's two. It's McDonald's has 40,000 locations, Subway has 37,000, and Starbucks is three with 36,000.
Yeah, because like it can't be like Whataburger, even though that's huge in where they are.
And then
they're just locally.
There's a Chinese
makes sense.
Place called
it's pronounced what?
Mix Ice Cream and Tea with 36,000, and then the next one is KFC.
I don't want to mix ice cream and tea.
Wow, Dunkin' Donuts is up there. It's 10th.
So where do we start back up?
And Krispy Kreme is 11th.
I have a thing. I think I experienced the ultimate white guy moment a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I was in the car with my dad in a new 24 Honda CRV, right?
Ooh.
Blue, dark blue. Okay. And he says, "Have you ever listened to Lose Yourself by Eminem?" And I was like, "Well, obviously, of course, right?" Like, I think I came out of the womb singing that song. It's White Boy Anthem. And he was like, "Do you know the lyrics?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so then he rolls down the windows, blast Lose Yourself.
Who is this?
My dad. Oh. And we're just singing it. And I was like, in the moment, I could feel like this is me, like, coming into my whiteness.
And what point in that did you get grounded?
I muted the cuss. I didn't say the cuss words. I didn't say the no-no words.
For those who don't know, Ryan had to drive Jackson here today because he is grounded from driving.
Grounded from driving? What happened?
I would come here.
He was too invested in this podcast.
Wow. I would come here in the morning, and I wouldn't tell my parents I was going here instead of starting Moxie. So then they were like, we need to know where you're at. So I can't. So it's just one more week, and I can't use it.
He was too invested in the fans. Too invested in the podcast.
Yeah, I care too much about the fans.
What's the fans looking like? What's the viewer count we got?
We've hit over 200 listeners like a day ago, in total. It should be unique listens too. And our Instagram following, again, is very slowly rising. So,
what are we at right now, Ryan the Sound Guy?
63,000?
63,000. Yeah, like 63K. What are we talking
about? Okay, that's good. So people aren't following from that, but that's fine.
Is there anybody in here that's not following?
The building? Or, in this room?
It's about to be 64, okay?
Yeah, I think there's one person. I don't know who, though.
Probably 6'7", super hot.
You could take, like, a flick of
Take a flick for the
just
Instagram.
Make sure you get the Jimmy John's
special guest.
No, because they can't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, the Jimmy John's
the Jimmy John sign, not the fresh sign.
We're posing. Okay.
Oh, did you already take it?
Yeah, he takes quick flicks.
Can't even make sure we look cute in it.
Okay.
We kind of just started to talk about how we were being friends and then just went to
That's the whole point of the podcast, is just randomly. Yeah, okay, friends, relations.
Where were we?
7th grade, placed by each other.
We did start talking quite a bit. Like, we would hide, like one of our, not like that, Layden, calm down. one of our teachers was, like, sick, so we just had a sub most of the time. And we'd sit under a table and just, like, talk and hang out.
Mm.
That's it, Layden. Calm down.
We would just sit under a table.
We were
corner,
even
you know,
smaller
alone,
than we are right now.
Secluded.
Huh?
We were even smaller than we were right now. So like,
I don't think you guys are small. You guys are normal guys.
In middle school, we were, like, I was taller than him in middle school. By like 3 inches.
Oh, completely unrelated. Where was Creature from?
Creature?
Yeah, where was Creature from?
Was that part of the topic?
That was last episode, yeah.
Creature, I don't know. He liked me because I was decent at video games, but he hated you. He hated you.
We talked about that. He like hated me.
Everybody knows Creature hated
me. Everybody in like our little circle in middle school definitely knows about Creature.
Have you talked to Jordy in a while?
When's the last time you actually heard him talk? Because I listened to the podcast. He sounds a lot different.
Sounds sexy.
Like, he's got a deep voice.
Hell yeah.
Big Sexy Jordy is what I called him.
Big Sexy Jordy. Well, we're like the same height, so.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Same size as Troy Sexy Jordy.
Which is like 480 pounds.
Yeah, offensive lineman.
No, I'm a running back.
480 is crazy for a 6'8".
For a running back?
What's your 40? Did you beat, you ran a 4'2"?
Yeah, what's your 40 yard
dash? Faster than Hartman's, that's for sure.
Hartman wasn't like slow.
I know.
He was like 4'8".
Yeah.
4'8", 6".
Definitely faster than that.
Who was the guy who ran 4'2"?
So was it Tennessee, right? Like Tennessee?
Texas. He goes to Texas. His name's Xavier, and his last name starts with a W. Mm. I don't remember his full name. I wish I did.
He's going to be on my Madden team for sure.
They had fun fact, my stepbrother is a wide receiver at Michigan, and he is projected to go in the second round of the NFL draft.
Really?
Roman Wilson. He caught...
His name's Rowan Wilson?
Roman Wilson.
Oh.
He caught the... He got the last touchdown of the game against Alabama in, like, regulation. Not OT, but
dang.
Like a minute left. So, yeah, that's a little cool fun fact. Hopefully I can make millions off of his success and hard work. that's all I had about.
When he has, like, a little speech about, like, him getting signed, you should just tell him to talk about the podcast.
I've only had, like, yeah, that's true.
Be like, Jackson, did you know you're in the presence of royalty right now?
Excuse me?
Why? I didn't.
Did you know that you're actually talking to two city champion bowlers?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Did you know
what is the connection between...
Did you know that you're looking at the double city champions right now?
Your eyes are looking at city champions.
Number one, Seth Ben.
Oh, my goodness. I just got to take this in.
Last year.
Here, Troy, let's just let him think about that for a second.
Let that sink in.
Let that sink in.
It's such a stupid joke, bro. I don't...
Oh, it's not a joke.
Oh, no. The let the sink in. No, I don't think this is a joke. This is real.
Yeah, this is not a joke.
What's the connection between... I feel like this connection between like hockey and lacrosse makes sense, but I don't understand golf, the intersections of golf, tennis, and bowling.
I do all my sports based off what my friends do.
Well, I thought...
They're all solo sports. To an extent.
Well, I was like, I'm going to try to play sports that women likes, you know?
Mm.
So I chose tennis, bowling, and golf. Yeah.
I was like...
No women have come up and talked to you.
Actually really didn't work that well. I mean...
The only way we could get females, we both thought this through. Like, we need a sport that women find the most attractive. So we started playing tennis. We bowled. It was like, come on.
And then that didn't work, so we tried golf. And that's in the works
like
right now.
Either. And it's just like...
What do women want?
We think women, it's ping pong.
No. I was thinking foosball.
Oh.
Yeah. Or a little badminton. You could try that out.
That'd be hot.
It's like a darts, sexy. Yeah, it's like a sexy. Sexier form of tennis. Badminton.
Wait, whoa.
What? Is that like disgraceful or something?
I feel like pickleball.
Oh, pickleball.
Pickleball is disgraceful.
I think you might get immediately like proposed to if you step on a pickleball court by a woman.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
I've tried.
It doesn't work like that.
Maybe like an elderly woman then?
I wish.
My God, you're still sick.
I still have a cough. It has not gone away.
Can we talk about your guys' t-shirts?
No. I mean...
We're talking about the Bratz t-shirts?
The Bratz t-shirt. I'm this one right here. Viewers can't see, but I'm the cute one on the Bratz t-shirt.
They're dolls.
They are...
Just went to Walmart.
Dolls.
We went to clearance, because that's the only thing you do at Walmart.
It's the only thing you guys can afford.
You know what? Kind of right. Thank you. We saw these cute t-shirts, and we're like, hey, there's four of us. Four t-shirts. Let's just buy them. And then we did drive in his dad's Sable. It's a Mercury Sable. What year? 92, like lime green Sable.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We had a random guy in the parking lot take a picture for us. A little scary, but other than that.
It's a little awkward.
How could that possibly be awkward?
He was too excited.
Everybody just gets a little giddy.
Didn't even think about it. We're like, hey, do you want to take a picture?
I'll take a picture for you.
Everybody gets a little giddy.
That was good. That was good.
What actually happened there? I'm pretty sure she lied about her age.
Yeah, she lied. She said she was 18, but she was 16.
in an 18 plus bar, right? Or something like that. Yeah.
So it's not like.
That's unfortunate.
Dude, last game, yesterday at the Lakers, he was getting booed by the fans every time he would grab the ball. Like, he'd get the
for
ball.
For what? For that?
Yeah.
Well,
he gets booed in every stadium. And it's not because people, like, hate him. They just, it's funny. Most of these fans are more than likely, like, drunk and, like, 20-year-olds who, like, they don't care.
The Celtics do that to Kyrie.
Yeah, but Kyrie also believes the earth is a circle and flat. So, you know, he deserves it.
What is the logic behind flat earthers?
Ice wall. So, like, they.
I'm not trying to burn any bridges between the viewers right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that is just.
Well, like, back in the day, it was maps, right? Because a map is flat. So they assume.
Well, it's.
What do you think? The water just, like, falls off the side, like Asgard?
Kind of like, more of an egotistical belief that, like, everything. Well, everything.
did you just say America wasn't invented at that time? America
wasn't founded.
Mm-hmm. It was there. People were here. Just not Christopher Columbus in 1942 when he sailed the ocean blue. Okay.
Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Now we don't have school.
Okay. It was more of like the belief that everything surrounded the earth or everything revolved around the earth. And then also, you know, we didn't have great telescopes, so we couldn't tell anything was spherical. And some people still believe the earth is flat because they're, one, idiots, have a combined IQ of probably two. And there's, like, an ice wall.
So, and there's three of them.
There's yeah. And there's, like, an ice wall. So, like, they believe that, like, there is ice surrounding everything. If you walk far enough anywhere, you'll either fall off or bump into this massive wall. That so if you then climb over, you'll see, like, space.
You've thought about this a lot.
No, I'm just aware. I'm not a flat earther, guys.
Wait. Where do they think planes go?
Just straight.
Until?
So, like, they think the planes that disappeared could have just fallen off the face of the earth. So, like, all those, you know that, I think there was one from the Philippines.
If you were a flat earther, you'd be really good at this.
If there's one from the Philippines that, like, lost contact with air control, and some people, you know, it's a mystery, but some people also just assume that it may have just fallen off the face of the earth, because that's just how it works, apparently. But you can clearly see on, like, Mount Everest, the curvature of the earth, or, like, the boat going over the ocean, as it goes far enough, you can't see it anymore because the world's not flat, so it's going to curve over. Yeah. It's an interesting perspective that Kyrie take at some point. He believed it. I don't know if he does anymore. You would think at, like, that level of, like, exposure, you would not be an idiot, but...
Money makes people stupid, and he has plenty of it.
What about the moon landing?
There's no reason to fake it. We didn't even be... I'm pretty sure we were second to Russia, so I don't even know why we...
No, we were second to space, first to the moon.
Yeah.
Russia was first in space, but we made it to the moon first.
But...
Supposedly.
Yeah, so I still don't even... I mean, it's real. I don't think there's any, like...
What's the drive there that people don't think that's real?
It's like...
Government
or something.
There's people that, like... This is the conspiracy... theory part of the podcast. Like, I think it's interesting, but people that align themselves with conspiracy theories, I think, just have a boring life. I don't think there's, like, a thing that
you don't think
what's not real. Oh, okay. So
okay, sound guy.
What are your thoughts on aliens?
Aliens,
they have to be real.
I read like a page and a half of a book, but it was like the paradox of, like, we can't say the universe is infinite and then also say that aliens don't exist.
Right, because I feel like an alien is anything with, like, life.
No, an alien is a little green man.
Okay, they don't have to have a UFO.
With a spherical head.
Yeah.
Say,
big black eyes.
Yeah, but if there is definitely life on besides Earth.
There has to be. There's no way there's not.
I mean, like, if you're talking logically speaking, most of the time there is probably no way. Because if the universe is infinite... I mean, there's infinite number of possibilities, therefore there is life somewhere. But I think what?
Huh.
What? Why are you shaking
your head?
You
said there's no way, and then you told...
No, what do you mean? I do believe there are aliens. I don't know if I said otherwise, but I do believe there are.
Do you believe that somewhere there are actually little green men?
Maybe. I mean, I think something that somebody proposed to me was that, like, we're, like, 99% related to chimps, right? And we've built, like, cities and, like, dams and man-made canals and gone to the moon. And that's they're 99% of us. So imagine, like, an alien was just 1% better than we are, or 1% whatever than we are. What could they have accomplished? Like, we're already on the moon and we've done all these great things with technology. If an alien was 1% better than we are, they like, you know, traveling light years or something.
That's also...
Oh, because we're 1% better than chips in
the...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've done all the... And that, but also a thing that like was in the 1.5 pages that I read was that if there are aliens out there, why haven't we made contact? Like if they are advanced or whatever, why has there been no contact at all? Which, I mean, you could say like the universe is so big, but... Or the thing of like the universe is constantly expanding, but expanding into what?
Didn't we send like a Beatles song into space?
I might have. I don't remember.
Like, didn't they send some like sound wave of a Beatles song like just deep into space?
No, that is, okay, but like on that topic, if you guys had to send one song to like aliens in space, what song would it
Starships,
be?
Starships, Nicki Minaj.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Starships. I don't know what song. I was just gonna think about like sound or sending things into space. I saw something a couple months ago about like we just received the sound waves of like a planet exploding like 8 billion years ago.
Oh yeah.
Like that's how far it takes like sound to travel, and how far away planets are. It's kind of scary. It's also like religiously speaking, kind of scary. Like I don't know what the existence of aliens means for the existence of God.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many loopholes.
Because if does God exist the same way that he exists on Earth and other places? Like, I believe God exists, so does he exist in the same way in other places? Or is it like we are the only species? But it wouldn't make sense. Anyways.
Loopholes.
Yeah. We don't have to get too deep into, like, thought. I don't want to, like, power my brain down before we go hoop. Are you guys going to play basketball with us?
I am. I don't know if he is.
Troy, do you dabble in the game of... E-ball.
They call me
Troy. Is quite the hooper.
They call me Trigger Troy, but
Trigger Troy.
Yeah, because yeah. He sparks like threes. Like it's crazy.
Like it's nobody's business.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Ryan, the sound guy, is quite the hooper. Or he says he is. I did see him play basketball, and he made five shots in a row, like from three ish.
All right. This range. In basketball, I'll beat any three of the three of you in a 3-point contest.
Nope.
But I am
nope.
I am trash at like pickup.
He's not beating me in a 3-point contest.
Well,
all right, two ball. When we get Trey, you going?
Trey, you should go. We play two ball.
But my sophomore year,
you play two ball.
I'm telling you,
we'll win.
Two ball, but like not all the way around. Just you versus me, them rebounding.
Okay, that's fine.
Like my sophomore year, I got picked over Layton every time because I was that much of a hooper.
Yeah.
You were hooper.
I was a hooper, but like I need to retire. I was like, you know what? I need to save my arm and body for bowling.
So like I play basketball with like my cousin, like I said, that goes to Mishawaka, and he had like an AAU game, and some of his guys were sick. Some of his teammates were sick, and I was at his house, and he was like, "Do you want to like play?" And I was like, "Sure." And so I subbed in. Sorry for the Jimmy John's sound. I subbed in for this random guy. Like I took on like a fake persona or whatever. I did. First of all, I didn't miss a shot in warmups. I was kind of getting hot. And then I took one shot in the game, top of the key, coming off a three or coming off a screen, and I made the top of the key three. So I am 1-for-1 in all officially refereed games in my basketball career. So I officially retired.
I played upward as a kid. You know, upward.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, upward, never mind. Awesome. I did play upward, that's so right. I'm not a 1-for-1. That doesn't count. But I did play upward.
I made two baskets in upward for, like, it was, like, over a year.
Dude,
or two.
How do you remember that?
Well, because one of them was a layup, and the other one was a three on the other team's basket.
You made a three at upward?
On the other team's basket. It wasn't a three, but it was a far shot on the other team's
basket.
How
do you do that?
Because
he forgot which way they were going.
I still don't know how basketball works, and I didn't know as a kid, obviously, so I just grabbed the ball. Ran and made the basket.
Wow.
It was the wrong basket.
Yeah. At least you made it in the basket.
I did.
Yeah. Actually, this is a funny story. I don't know if this is true, but this is always what I've told myself. You guys can laugh. My sister isn't like, she wasn't blessed with the athletic genes that I have. Okay. So she played basketball in high school for one season and did not score the entire season and played quite frequently. And yeah. I think it was a little funny thing that she didn't score the entire season. Still love her. Great person. But, yeah, she's never...
Was it Adams?
I'm not going to say where she went, but it was not Adams.
Okay. Because if it was Adams, then that makes sense. That she didn't score.
Why?
I don't think any of them scored.
Because they suck. We're talking about sports in general.
Yeah, we're talking about sports in general. I don't think Adams has scored this year.
at all in anything.
In anything.
Any sport
oh,
all.
In any sport.
Like, yeah.
Huh. That's weird. You know what's weird is I remember, I think we played you guys in some sport. It was like soccer or
no,
something.
Did you lose?
And
no, you didn't play in soccer. Nope.
And
nope.
No. I think
mm-mm.
we won.
No, we don't have a soccer team. Troy, does Riley have a soccer team?
And
I don't think so.
No, I don't think we have a soccer team.
I think it was called, I think they called it the mercy rule.
Uh-uh,
that's
no.
What it's called. It's when the team is up by 9 goals or more and they've already played 60 minutes.
I don't
well,
think we have.
It might have been a different Riley.
Yeah.
We must go to a different Riley.
Okay. Mm,
yeah. No, that was a mess. We don't have a soccer team.
I'm weird. Yeah, I got that confused, I guess. Mm. I'm sorry.
What about Ryan, you're on the Adams tennis team, right?
Yeah, what happened there?
Did you guys beat Riley this year? Huh?
For sure.
If they
us at sectionals is besides the point. We don't need to bring that up. But as a team, what happened?
So tennis, football.
No, tennis doesn't count.
Dude,
you sat two starters.
Why would you sit two starters? That's just a dumb move.
You sat starters.
It was the coach.
Adams and Riley are 2-2 in the 4 years that we were there. We lost freshman year, one sophomore year, lost junior year, one senior year.
I think it's interesting how you guys compete with us and we have like 11,000 more kids than you do. Or 1,100 more kids, sorry.
Yeah, we for us being as small of a school as we are very good.
I mean, your
but
cardio.
It's our class.
Your cardio has to be insane.
It's,
with those stairs, you guys all have
yeah,
to be
yeah.
insane.
It's also the class of 2024. Like, our senior mm-hmm. class is very, very athletic. Next year, we won't be nearly as good.
Yeah, we started
kinda anything.
Like, running. It's called the H because our school is in the shape of an H, and we just go up and down the stairs.
Oh, it's bad. I hate the H.
It's the worst. Almost every sport has witnessed it, and it's awful.
It's terrible.
Wait, who's we?
So you got to go up. It's in the shape of an H, so you run the H on the bottom floor, then you go up the stairs, then you run the H on the second floor, then you go up the stairs, run it again, upstairs, run it again,
who's we, though?
Down,
like
run it, down, run it, down,
like
run it, and then you get it
twice. Almost every sport in Riley, I guarantee. Okay. Probably other than bowling, but bowling is not a sport. I will find that for my life. Bowling is not a sport.
You don't think so?
I do not think so.
I think it is.
You think bowling's a sport?
Yeah.
You think chess is a sport?
I think chess takes a lot of skill mentally, but no. I think sport needs to have a decent physical, but like I just don't think bowling. I
so
think
not,
it's more of a club.
Bowling's
than like
a hobby. I mean,
well, then you could argue that it's not that golf isn't a sport
no.
either because there's not.
Golf takes a lot more skill than I think bowling does.
I know, but like they're like the same thing. Like they both don't require a ton of physical exertion.
I would. I feel like Tiger Woods has broken a sweat every once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when he's crashing his car. But
so is.
What,
I don't know.
Because
some bowler.
Bowlers are large, so they sweat all the time.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's that. Okay. That and not to hit on baseball, but there's some baseball players where I'm like, that's crazy. He's a professional athlete. Like Volderback. Wait, what's his name on the Mets?
Danny Burgers.
Yeah. He is massive, and he is a professional baseball.
Well, he's on the Blue Jays now.
Oh, I didn't.
Also, Zion.
No,
Zion, he's insanely out of shape.
Zion is huge.
Mm. He goes from that to whatever. But I was gonna say like somebody a tennis player. I don't know if you remember this. A couple days ago, said like tennis is the hardest sport in the world.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I believe that baseball is the hardest sport in the world.
I think
that is a very hot take.
I kind of agree with him. That hitting a baseball is probably the hardest thing
yes.
to do in any sport.
And I think, my evidence of this is that in no other sport that I am aware of is there a skill gap as big as from college to professionals as there is in baseball. In college football, you can have rookies come into baseball
no.
or come into the NFL.
The skill gap in tennis is absolutely unreal. Like
the pool for tennis is so much smaller.
It is actually insane the skill difference. On tour versus like
for baseball though, like hitting a baseball.
I think
I understand the reaction time. I could not hit a baseball with like that much reaction.
I think
time.
Like
the reaction time
mind,
I think is
okay,
hard.
I don't know enough about tennis, but like the fact that there is like people number one draft picks in the MLB draft that don't play in the MLB for 3-4 years because they have to play through the minors mm-hmm. and learn how to hit a baseball. Not only are they making contact, you don't get rewarded a home run or first base if you make contact. You have to make good contact, strategic contact, and you're playing. And also, I feel like the progression is so much more. Like the 3-point line, in the NBA backs up a little bit. In college, maybe the fast guy, you know, you have somebody who can throw 100. Maybe you face him once. In the MLB, most people for their fastball are 95 plus, and it's you
with
get faster
movement,
and faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my understanding. It could be tennis, but I feel like those have to be at least the top two.
All right. Ready? ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Says number one is boxing. Number two is what ice metric, hockey. Yeah,
that's this is.
What is this? What did you look up?
Degree of difficulty, ESPN.
Boxing.
Sports by degree of difficulty, ESPN.
Says, hockey makes sense.
It says one is boxing, two is ice hockey, three is football, four is basketball, five is wrestling, six is martial arts, seven is tennis, eight is gymnastics, and nine is baseball.
I just disagree with that completely.
I think we're talking.
Let's
we're
go
more talking on.
I don't know what metric they're because football is just, but besides being like a quarterback and maybe like, I don't know. There's certain. Yeah, if it's talking about physical difficulty, maybe.
Another website.
Because ice hockey makes sense. Like, you have to know how to skate at great speed.
Okay, most of these are saying, most of these websites are putting hockey at number one.
That makes sense. I mean, watching a hockey game is confusing in itself if you don't know anything.
Yeah. But there's just a lot to baseball. I feel like that way with golf, too. Like, the more I play more sports, I realize, like,
golf is hard. Golf I have a weird belief hard. That I could be good at everything. I don't actually think I could be, but in my mind, I'm like, oh,
like most people, I'll play your tennis. Do that, but like you play that, you like pick up a tennis racket. I was like, oh, I started my junior year. I was like, oh, this can't be that hard. I played baseball. I should be fine. And then there's every little thing about tennis is the complete opposite of baseball.
Yeah,
me and Jackson versus you and Ryan tennis.
Oh, we'd win.
No way.
Oh, 100%.
Well, I've never played tennis before.
Exactly.
So why are you getting me on the team?
Layton's good, but Ryan and I are both good enough to where we can beat you.
I'm not that
athletic. Do you think you could beat me in Canadian doubles?
I don't know what Canadian doubles are.
I think so.
Ryan, you think you two could beat me in Canadian doubles? It's where there's two people on one side and one on the other side?
100%.
There's no way.
Why are you so confident? This is a weird exertion of confidence from you.
This is his biggest sport, and he's very confident in his ability.
I'm very confident in my ability.
You should just talk about it around girls, like when you see a cute girl.
I think I could 6-1 you guys.
Is that like how you pick somebody up at a bar, like, hey, I'm really, really good at tennis. You want to see me hit a slice?
Yeah.
I've seen you play. You're a pusher.
Yeah, you do push.
I don't know what that means.
It means all he does is dink it back. He doesn't go for any shots. He just hits it back.
Dude, because I hate playing pushers, and you're the biggest pusher I've ever played in my life. Yeah, you're good at being...
I forgot this last episode. I forgot this last... Shout out to Pegs. Can't get the sponsorship.
Oh, we did forget that last episode.
No.
Troy, you want to do the today's Pegs shout out?
Yeah.
Today, we're shouting out Pegs.
Good job, Troy.
I have had it. I used to work at Bruno's, so I was okay. Like, see it all the time.
We're trying to get sponsored by Pegs. We're shouting them out in every episode. Pegs?
I think it's a very good establishment. Family friendly. Mm-hmm. Good prices for the great quality of food, and overall, just a good community.
This is a great pitch. Wow. I might just clip that and like email it to him.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a great pitch.
We could like eat while doing the podcast. Like, this is sponsored by
just
Pegs.
Just like a mukbang.
This coffee right here is sponsored by Pegs.
I don't drink coffee.
I've never had coffee. Never sipped coffee.
Okay, you're a coffee fiend, though. Like, you know how the white Thank girls you. Are like, oh my gosh, I need my Starbucks. You're like, I need my black coffee because I'm a grandpa.
Yes. That's a great take.
I'll drink coffee. I drink it, like, holiday mornings, like Christmas morning. That's it.
I think the thing that I realized after talking about on the podcast is that if... Barring the fact that I get adequate sleep and eat relatively healthy, I should not need coffee to function.
Lane and I have the worst sleep schedule.
And if I need coffee to function, that is not a reflection on me. That is a reflection that something is wrong. I don't want to say in society, but something is wrong with the world. That I can't function without the need of caffeine.
It's not a function thing. It's a taste thing.
I don't even want to taste it.
Yeah, the but taste there's people isn't that get, the best.
Like, there's people who just get coffee, like, making it every morning. Also, that's a cost thing. I am going to save so much money because I don't go to coffee.
No, I don't go to Starbucks. That place is ridiculously expensive.
I know, but I'm saying you've already spent more money on coffee than I ever will.
The morning routines where the first thing they do is always make a coffee.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just caffeine addiction at that point.
Well, I didn't drink a coffee this morning and I'm fine.
Well,
I don't feel any different.
Well, there's people that, like, work, like, they do, like, 20-hour shifts and they think coffee is, like, it's just... Caffeine addiction is, like, one of the only acceptable addictions in society. That and maybe, like, alcoholism in certain places.
I do
are
feel
like
later, though, it's
what about,
like, kind of...
What about, like,
kick
vaping?
Oh, vaping, yeah. Dude, it's actually...
And Zins.
Zins is probably more acceptable than
vaping.
Okay,
what is that?
It's just a nicotine pouch. It's like, It's like,
What does it look like?
It just looks like a little, like... Okay, so you
like
know those,
tea
like...
Bag?
Okay. Yeah. like, you know, those, like, those poison bags and, like, beef jerky? Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like that, but it's, like, a softer bag.
And they just, what, like, it's kind of the same thing with, like...
You just put it in, you okay. put it, like, there.
So it's, like, the same thing of, like, the chewing nicotine or whatever?
Yeah, you, it's called an upper decky...
upper decky lip pillow.
Okay.
You put it, yeah, you put it in there, and it's, like, tobacco-free. It's, like, it gives you, like, the...
It's, like, almost pure nicotine. So instead of, like, having
So it's
tobacco,
more addictive.
It's insanely addictive.
Mm, that's great.
But it's instead of just like having.
I'm glad
like,
these products are being created.
Vaping with metals in your lungs. It's just straight the addictive chemical.
Yeah. So it's supposedly healthier for you, but like it has like what? Like it somebody said it has like three chemicals that are like there's a direct link between that chemical and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll tear up your mouth.
Yeah, this is great. I love that people are great. This is the thing I think about. Is like, how are people like? The big thing I think about is, like, you know those magazines at, like, Walmart or Meijer when you're getting up and it says, like, I lost 50 pounds in, you know, 2 days or whatever.
Yes.
Eat this, you know, fat burner. I don't understand how the people who operate those companies, like, sleep at night. Because it's just woefully, it's not true. Or the things that, like, who make that, it's like, how are they justifying their product existence? It is not necessary by any
like,
means.
Like, who may whoever.
Just really want to believe it. And I think that, like.
Also, just the money.
They think that they're helping. But, like, also, again, money does evil things.
Money does evil, yeah. I've never
I could see where the owner is in would think it's helping because it's, like, tobacco-free. It's they're not, like, putting anything in their lungs.
They know nicotine.
They don't advertise it. They just advertise it as, like, a nicotine pouch. So, like, it's
well, that's
like,
what it is.
Advertised as, like, tobacco-free. I would get that. But it's kind of just straight nicotine.
Which is just crazy. And seeing people vape is, like, such a weird thing.
For being in South Bend schools, we definitely see it quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time. Dude, sometimes I walk into the bathrooms. It's not, I mean, I can't smell vape, but I just walk in there. I feel like I'm automatically high because I'm just, I get weed right
that
there.
That might
but
be the honestly, whitest thing you've ever said. I'm sorry.
What do you I mean? Just, I
know that's not how it works.
I think I'm buzzed.
Am I buzzed, I guys?
I just drank this Four Loko, like half of it. I think I'm totally screwed.
I
wouldn't do vaping. I think it's stupid, but like I honestly don't mind it too much because it smells good.
It's kind of
like it smells good.
You have a point. It's like if
I don't
just,
think I've ever smelled it up close.
Like some people get like the like an orange flavor or like grapefruit, and when they blow out the smoke, it smells good. I don't mind it.
If I could do that and it didn't have like the bad side effects, I could just like suck on air and it'd be like orange creamsicle. Hell yeah.
Like, I would use, like, Orange Creamsicle Mr. Breeze Air Freshener.
Are we, like, promoting vaping right now?
We're promoting cool flavors.
Yeah.
Like that's how they get kids, bro, because they have all the weird flavors.
But yeah, I don't think it would...
I'm in health class as my senior year because I just kept pushing it off. And guy came in talking about vaping. And so...
Because, like... Are you guys' bathrooms locked?
We have some gates in front of some bathrooms. Most bathrooms.
The vaping in our school got so bad that they... The bathrooms are locked.
Like you have doors?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have doors.
And they lock all the doors to all the bathrooms during all passing periods. And you can only go during... No. They lock them during class. You can only go during passing periods.
You can ask to have it unlocked.
Yeah, you got to go to security guard and say, hey, can you unlock the bathroom?
I don't understand. The passing periods thing is something I've never, like... If we're going to – okay, there are people that are just going to miss class. They do not care. They are there because their parents drop them off and their parents pick them up. Yeah. They do not care about school. But, like, punishing people, you give them 5 minutes, which is enough time to get to class. But the fact that, like, our school, like, they takes people and just puts them in a room, makes them miss class, already, like, demonizes them to an extent. And it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, they're trying to promote education, yet, like – yeah, you're a minute late to class. Let me go in. It's not interrupting anything. The teacher hasn't started. Sometimes my class doesn't start for the first 20 minutes. Like, and if you pull me out of class, I'm not going to want to do the work, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't, it feels like a backwards understanding of like children. Like, you know, I was hurrying to class. Maybe I, you know, got distracted or something. And then I get pulled into a room because I wasn't to my next class in 5 minutes. And now I have to mix the next hour of lessons because I didn't. You know, do something at 5 minutes.
I know every single kid says this, but like the education system is like seriously outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just doesn't seem.
So, yeah. Like they always say, when am I going to use this outside of high school? But and outside of college, but like honestly, is there some stuff you will use outside of high school and college? No. There is.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of stuff that we learn that we'll use, but like.
Like, people don't like math, but math is for sure used, but, like...
Not to the...
Like, extent. I don't what think I chemistry gonna, should be required. Like,
yeah, when am I going to need to know how to make...
How to I don't know.
Like, some things make sense, like English and reading and social studies. I mean, that all makes sense. But just having chemistry as a required class, just... It's just...
You just don't like... I mean, you what, just don't like the periodic table?
Like, what's the point?
I don't know.
It's I a got, deep question. I got a problem with helium, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I don't mess with K. Mm-mm. I don't mess with potassium. I avoid bananas at all costs.
Why?
Argon, bro.
I'm just joking.
I don't. Oh, I don't know. I just
it was for the bit.
Wow, dude. You Jeez, that went it. Right over my head.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You just wow. Oh, that was crazy. That went right over your 6'3" head. Yeah. That's crazy.
Give it up, Jackson.
4 inches tall.
Ryan posted me on the the Instagram. They know what I look like.
You can't tell.
They know what I look like.
No, he already posted you a couple days ago.
You're sitting down.
It was a lie.
Everything is funny. Let's think.
Trigger any crazy stories or whatever?
Any holdups? Any drug deals?
Crazy stories of us?
I think you guys seem like you guys like party all the time.
No, we don't. No,
party hard.
You know me.
I don't
stay in my room, listen to music, and that's about it.
The first time we're like struggling to come up with something.
Wow. Sorry, guys.
No. This is on you.
God, Troy.
It's on you.
Definitely not bringing you back.
What's the hat? Is that a turtle?
Oh, municipal?
Oh, yeah, his too.
Let's talk about municipal. Do you know Mark Wahlberg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Marky Mark.
This
Mark.
Is so...
Do you know the meme, like, where he goes, I got that drip drip?
I do not, I'm sorry.
So, he goes, and he has his own brand. It's called Municipal. It's like a Christian brand. And
you know Mark was Christian? Actually, no, it makes sense. Never mind.
Wait, Municipal's a Christian brand?
Yeah.
What's Christian about the word municipal?
I don't know, Mark.
Let's ask Mark. I'll email him.
Huge on Christianity.
Let me read it.
Just municipal, like sport gear.
Okay.
But it's his own brand. He's like, all this designer got me drip drip. Mm-hmm. And like everyone thought that was so funny because nobody wears that except for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and one of my work buddies down at Bruno's, we got the hats and we just kind of talk about it all the time. And it's like, unironically, it's very comfortable. And it's like the best hat I've ever had. But it's a little
I like this hat. I got this hat at Goodwill for like $2. It's a good hat.
Do you go thrifting?
Every once in a while. Not as often. I mean, I'm very frugal with money, so I'm scared of like spending $50.
I was going to say, because we went antiquing the other day, and that was actually quite funny.
That was fun. Oh. See, that was funny.
So we went antiquing because it was just kind of spontaneous.
Where at?
Down by Niles. And that
yeah. Oh, area. That was bad.
And we went. And we kind of walked around a while. There's a lot of stuff, like, that you would not expect. There's just, like, random, like, Pepsi bottles from the 30s. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes it's cool stuff. And then sometimes it's, like, random stuff that people have, like, hold way too close to their hearts. Mm-hmm. And it's, like $300
for like,
a can opener.
Yeah.
But there is this guy working at the place we went to. Every antique, if you ever went to an antique store, it smells like grandma.
Yeah, I know what grandma smells like.
And so we went there, and there's a line because the only people working at the place we went were like 70 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Super slow. It was like super slow.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
it was.
The computers were so outdated.
It was bad. We were
from Utopia.
There was like was what? Utopia? Yes. There was like one person in front of us, and we were in that line for like 15 or 20 minutes before we were up to
Sounds
the counter.
Like an enjoyable experience.
And so, Layton, we ended up finding a cool watch, and it was like $10. And Layton's like, sure, I want that.
It was cool.
We go up to the front, ask for like, because everything's locked. We ask for the key after like 10 minutes, and there's this guy.
It was bad.
But like, he wouldn't,
it was like.
It was his goal to make us uncomfortable.
Like, he was like doing this thing where like you touch our shoulder and like be telling some like.
He's like, are you sure you want that?
Like, I like that one too.
And
it's so bad.
For us, just being little white guys just trying to get. I was trying to get a Zippo lighter, and he was getting a watch.
I was just trying to get a, like, just give me the damn watch. Just give me the watch. Just check it out.
He's like, to take a piss for
this
the
is, where'd
minutes.
You find this? What kind of watch do you think this is? Just check out the damn watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the watch.
I've been doing my little potty dance for the past 10 minutes. We can wrap this up. I gotta piss.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just hit stop recording.
Yeah, usually we don't got an outro. We just cut it short.
Oh wait, no, we do have the thing.
Do we have an outro?
Do the pegs. Make the pegs the outro.
Oh, that's a good outro. Also, we just have the thanks for giving us 5 more minutes.
Bottom left.
Bottom left. Ryan Eliff is a baddie.
There it is.
Ryan Eliff. Okay.